Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Hum safar, hum nawa. Hum nashi, hum qadam. Hum nashi. ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم والد محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر غم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
محترم والد محترم والد محترم
پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہو حشم ان کو محبوب ہم کو جاہو حشم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
محترم
والد محترم
محترم
نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا آج بچوں کو یاد آتے ہیں کم آج بچوں کو یاد آتے ہیں کم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم
محترم والد محترم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself brother Suleiman Isuf every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45 today being the 25th of Rabiul Akhir of 1446 corresponding to the 29th of October 2024 You can send your messages and your recipes or your recipe request to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Okay, so inshallah, our first recipe, it comes from a student chef, mashallah. His name is Brother Imtiaz. And this is for a Mongolian-inspired steak stir-fry. Mongolian-inspired steak stir-fry. So, they got a YouTube link over here. We're going to give credit to, we're going to see who it is. But nevertheless, your ingredients, you're going to need a 500-gram fillet. 500-gram fillet. Sliced into thin strips across the grain. 500-gram fillet sliced into thin strips across the grain. You're going to need one onion quartered and sliced 5 millimeters thick. One onion quartered and sliced 5 millimeters thick. 2 green bell peppers sliced 5 millimeters thick. Five garlic cloves thinly sliced. 5 garlic cloves thinly sliced. Then for your sauce, you'll need 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce. 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. 1 tablespoon of brown vinegar. 1 tablespoon of brown vinegar. 1 teaspoon of stock powder. 1 teaspoon of stock powder dissolved in 1/2 cup of hot water. 1 teaspoon of stock powder dissolved in 1/2 cup of hot water. 1 teaspoon maizena. 1 teaspoon maizena dissolved in cold water to make a slurry. 1 teaspoon maizena dissolved in cold water to make a slurry. 1 teaspoon of sugar. 1 teaspoon of chili flakes. 1 teaspoon of chili flakes. 1 teaspoon of 6-gun grill powder. 1 teaspoon of 6-gun grill powder. 1 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. And for your method, in a large pan, saute steak, well spaced out, until brown on each side. Then you're going to remove the steak and set aside. Thereafter, you're going to saute the onions until it's soft. Then you're going to add in green pepper and saute until soft. Then you're going to add in the garlic and saute until fragrant. Add the garlic and saute until fragrant. Add in the combined sauce and mix well. Thereafter, you're going to add in the steak and all the juices and mix well. Thereafter, you're going to add in the combined sauces and also mix it well. Then you're going to taste and adjust the seasoning. Then you're going to taste and adjust the seasoning. And then you can serve it with the rice. You can serve it with the rice and sprinkle some sesame seeds. Sprinkle some sesame seeds and then drizzle a chili crisp oil. Drizzle a chili crisp oil and a sesame oil. And that was the recipe for the Mongolian inspired steak stir fry. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to the student chef, Brother Imtiaz, for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe comes in from Sister Maria Muhammad of Kitchen Fundi. Credits to Baker's Bites recipe for this recipe. So this is for yellow rice. So you're going to need 2 cups of rice. One tablespoon of oil. One teaspoon of ghee. One bay leaf, 2 ilachi or 2 cardamom pods, 2 ilachi or 2 cardamom pods. Then you're going to need 1 cinnamon stick, 1 star anise seed, 2 garlic cloves, 2 garlic cloves. Then you're going to need 2 garlic cloves, 1 teaspoon ginger and garlic paste. 1 teaspoon ginger and garlic paste. You're going to need one quarter tomato, 1 pandan leaf. Then you're going to need some salt to taste. Thereafter, you're going to need 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 4 cups of water. 4 cups of water. And then for the garnish, you can use fried onions. Fried cashews. And you can use some dhania. Therefore, your method, you're going to wash the rice until the water runs clear. Heat the oil and the ghee in a multi-cooker. Then you're going to add the whole spices, then the ginger garlic paste, the garlic cloves, Then you're going to add your onions, your tomatoes and the pandan leaf, and then you're going to cook until it turns golden brown. You're going to cook until it turns golden brown. Add the rice and the water. Add the rice and the water and the salt to taste. And the salt to taste and the turmeric powder. Once the water starts to bubble and in the washed rice. Cook until the water is absorbed. Then you're going to transfer to a serving dish. Then you're going to garnish with the fried onions and fried cashews. You can, if you want, this is optional, it's not a must. If you would like to, then no problem, you may do so. And that was the recipe for the yellow rice. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small nasheed break, inshallah. And thereafter, we will continue with our segment that is with our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan. But if you have any recipes you'd like to send, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132.
حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی چوکیدارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کے باغ کی تو نے ایسی کی کچھ ہے پہرداری حدیث نبوی کے باغ کی تو نے ایسی کی کچھ ہے پہرداری
کہ آل ابلیس کو نہیں تم کبھی گوارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی کے نور مخزن کا چوکیدارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو
لسان نبوی سے جھڑتے پھولوں کو چن کے امت کو پہنچایا لسان نبوی سے جھڑتے پھولوں کو چن کے امت کو پہنچایا
نہیں کیا اس میں لحظہ بھر کو خلل گوارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی کے نور مخزن کا چوکیدارا ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کی درسگاہوں میں مستند ہے سند تمہاری، حدیث نبوی کی درسگاہوں میں مستند ہے سند تمہاری،
لسان نبوی سے عشق و الفت کا استعارہ، ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ، ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا، ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ، ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا، ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی کے نوری مخزن کا چوکی دارا، ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ، ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا، ابو ہریرہ
حدیث نبوی کا ایسا راوی کہ عشق احمد ہے جس پہ حاوی، حدیث نبوی کا ایسا راوی کہ عشق احمد ہے جس پہ حاوی،
حدیث کی ہر کتاب میں ہے چمکتا تارا، ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ، ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا، ابو ہریرہ حسین ستارہ، ابو ہریرہ نبی کا پیارا، ابو ہریرہ حدیث نبوی کے نوری مخزن.
You are listening to Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
It's just gone 27 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is our segment where we basically discuss things in and around what's happening in our life, in our daily lives, which, you know, we don't sit and we ponder and we think about all these things. And yesterday we brought up a very interesting topic. Maulana said that we're going to touch on it and we'll discuss on it further, right? And that is when a person passes away and when you go to the mayit house, how should one behave or how should one interact? How should you conduct yourself when you are at the house, at the mayit house, and what should you say? What shouldn't you say? And so we're going to be doing it step by step, inshallah. And we're going to be, so from the time the person passes away, how would you react? And what's the necessary steps? And obviously our Mufti, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib says that when a person passes away, the first thing that needs to be sorted out is the debt of the deceased. That's the first thing, any accounts that he needs to, that he has outstanding, any monies that he's owing to any people. That's why, you know, for the menfolk, when we go to for a janaza salah, they make the announcement that if the marhum or marhuma is owing any monies to anybody, then they must please come to the relevant family members so they can discuss it and then they can sort it out thereafter. So, inshallah, we're going to be crossing over to our beloved Mawlana Zaid Khan. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hope you are well, Mawlana.
Ji, alhamdulillah. Hope you are well.
Alhamdulillah, shukr. Mawlana, so we're going to be discussing when a person passes away, right? The person who's there, so what do you do? Like when a person passes away, right?
Ji.
What's that? I know there's a dua that when you close your eyes, you read that dua for the person.
Gee, so we'll get to that point. Let's just go just prior to that. So,
or at the time of Sakarat.
Gee, so you go there and you see that this person, or they give you the news that this person's not going to live long. So what can you do? Just now, the other day, a mufti phoned. And he said he came from some area far, and he said he wants to meet, and his khala was in hospital.
Hmm.
And they gave him the news that she's just like going to pass away now last week. And so he said, what you want to visit me for is go there and sit with her rather. Al-khala tu bi manzilati al-umm, that the khala is, she has that status with of the mother. So he said, no, they don't allow to, they only allow to a certain point in all of this, yeah. And there are things that you'll see signs. We're going to get to all of these things, inshallah. But as you come there and you see the person is close to death, then you will make talqeen. What is talqeen? Talqeen is you recite La ilaha illallah. But remember, shaitan also is there. And shaitan is operating because this is the prime time for shaitan. If he gets you to follow him, he's got you forever. He wants company in Jahannam. And that is that the crucial time. So you don't want to anger the person. You don't want to put them in this mode of anger. And you want to keep it, you want to keep things cool and calm. So you will recite gently, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And not instructing the person. Why don't you instruct the person? Because if the person rejects, then he's rejected eternally. So you will just recite gently and softly, but enabling in such a way that the person can hear. So you'll say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and all of this here. So this is called talqeen. Also, you should recite Surah Yasin. I know for my grandfather also, there was that opportunity, that time, and people were reciting Surah Yasin. If you look at the verses of Surah Yasin, it's filled with hope. It's filled with the incident of Habib, An-Najjar, who was a carpenter, and those few months prior to them killing him, because he was just doing one thing, calling them towards the truth. So all of these incidents, that's if you go into that now, it will take time and it's going to drift from our topic. But nonetheless, it gives you all this hope. And that's exactly what you want. Is if you just rewind prior to that, the person who is sick, a mistake that we make often is we go and the person is suffering from cancer or is suffering from some sickness, and you go and you say that, you know what, you know how many people died from the sickness. Now you just broke that person's moral, any hopes, yeah, that he had.
But moral, I want to ask a question, right? I know you're discussing on how when a person is sick, right, and you're seeing the person is bedridden, and in the back of your head you say, you know what, he's not going to make it. Right, you was already thinking, you know, you must just wait for the phone call that, you know, the person is going to pass away. But, okay, what is in an instance where a person is healthy, a person from the naked eye, right? Because obviously, when a person knows that they're going to pass away, right, they give the signs to the people who are living, right, amongst us. And then only after that, when that person passes away, right? Okay, many people, Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhum in Jannat al-Firdaus, right? But many people pass away in car accidents. Many people pass away of sudden death. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect us from the sudden death. But in an instance, right, when a person, you see them, they healthy, like a couple days ago, you might have saw somebody, and then today you are, hey, I just saw this so 2 days ago. You wouldn't even say that he was something wrong with him. Now, how would one enable or tell the person that, you know what, you must recite the kalima, or if you're not present with them? So say, for example, right, the person goes to lay down. It happened many a times when a person went to bed and they never wake up after that. Now, is it with the person that passed away? Whether Allahu A'lam, whether the person read the kalima or took the shahadat when they passed away, You know, in instances, we know that when a person is sick, you know, we can see that, you know, Sakarat is there, in the Sakarat, life is going. And we enable them to say the Shahadat, we read Surah Yasin. But how would one know? Okay, death is obviously unknown to anybody. We don't know when we're going to pass away, right? But I'm just saying, like, a person who from the naked eye is healthy, and they just pass away. That's like something that we need to understand, or I would like to personally understand.
So that will be on basically on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you the tawfiq to say it, because that's unexpected. It happens all the time.
Right.
But this situation is when you know
that the person,
you've got the news, okay, and you're sitting there and you can see the signs of death. It's apparent. In that instance, we should look at all the ahadith, especially just yesterday. You get these, you know, general people, sometimes they do such actions that we can't imagine. We know of a pious person, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him as well, that he doesn't use a toothbrush, uses a miswak only.
Okay.
Doesn't touch a toothbrush. And when you see, like recently we went to a dentist, they said, you must use Colgate, which has fluoride. And then we do research, others say, no, you must look for those with no fluoride. So it becomes so confusing. Amongst the dentists, they have a difference of opinion. I'm sure you've heard it also that where you mustn't brush your teeth before you have breakfast. That's common amongst, but others say it's fine, because they say it's acidic. So some say you must, some say you mustn't.
I've been doing that all my life.
Brushing before you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you're supposed to use your miswak, as soon as you wake up. Otherwise, how many people are going to be harmed by your fragrance?
Yeah.
So.
But even the other thing, Mulana, the West, you saw they came out with a wooden stick. But we've been using the miswak for how many years? And now they come out with this wooden brush.
You have to change
the setting.
So they sell it here. I saw it at Darun Nashar, a Turkish one.
Okay.
So you change the...
The speed?
No speed.
The bristle?
No, it's... Yeah, you can change the bristles.
Right.
And you put in a new one, but it's very expensive, about over 150 rand. So why I'm mentioning about the miswak is because... So I was saying about that pious person. And I just felt encouraged. And then I said, but we are growing up, our children. Why not from the beginning teach them what's correct? Maybe for us it's difficult now to change, whereas it's possible, it's not, but it's difficult. But for them, if you just start them off with miswak, then how beneficial. So alhamdulillah, Allah granted tawfiq. So I said, I'm going to buy miswaks for them yesterday. And you make it exciting that this is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with you when you use it. And it's not just as-siwaku mitharatun lil-fami mardatun li-rabbi. It's a means of cleansing the mouth, and it brings the pleasure of Allah. So I'm mentioning the miswak is because one of the best, or one of the most beneficial virtues, all is virtuous, but the best from them is you will recite the kalima before you pass away. So you look at a miswak and you think to yourself, but how is this going to enable me to recite the kalima before I pass away? That's just iman. If you reject a miswak and its usage, you leave the fold of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if it wasn't difficult on my ummah, I would have made it compulsory. So you look at this and the virtues then, how much of value it adds to your salah in terms of benefit, in terms of, it's a whole, if you speak of psychologically, you are cleansing yourself. You speak of going for an interview, you will make sure that your breath is smelling good. You will make sure that you dressed appropriately. You will make sure that how you're going to speak, what you're going to say. You will learn the questions so that you can answer it. And you'll probably also rehearse the answers thereafter, just so that you can get that job. We know we did it. It's just so that we're not for markers, But other jobs previously, you rehearse and you go through so much of stress, but you know you're doing it because the benefits are so much and you can get this income and that income. But going to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no preparations. There's absolutely just haphazardly communication here, there, whatever it is, and we're gone. So the benefit of this miswak is you will recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before you pass away. That should assist us, make it a point. Remember, you're bringing iman in something that you can't understand. So that alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, that iman in the unseen, how you're going to do it, that Allah Azza wa Jal knows. But in through this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you bring it alive. So we said about talqeen, and Haji Suleiman, you asked about living people and sudden death, or there was no signs of the person going to pass away. It happened to my grand uncle. He was just having tea with his spouse. He was over 63. And all of a sudden, just on the table, collapsed and passed away instantly. So this is sudden death also in itself is one of the signs of Qiyamah. People will just 1 minute. I'm sure you remember COVID time. The initial stages, they were saying people were walking and all of a sudden they just collapse in China. So they took clips from movies and all of that just to scare us. And I remember we were at one of our friends, they had completed Alim course and we were sitting there. So he was 1 year ahead of me. So we were there and this discussion started, and that's how they were saying in China, this is happening and spreading. At that time, it wasn't even here in South Africa. And next thing, it came here. But this year, where people just collapse, it's a sign of Qiyamah. One more thing for us living people, because the dead, they can't hear us. If you're living now, you can hear us. So can you wish for death or not? So we'll start with this here. Can you wish for death? You are facing such difficulties, such, catastrophic situations. Can you wish for death? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La yatamannayanna ahadum minkum al-maut. La yatamannayanna ahadum minkum al-maut. None of you should wish for death. Imma muhsina fala'allahu ay yazdada khayra. If the person is a doer of good, so perhaps he will do more good. Wa imma musi'an, and if he is a person, an evil doer, fala'allahu ay yasta'tibi, fala'allahu ay yasta'tiba, perhaps he will give up his evil ways. So you shouldn't wish for death as such. And there is a dua which you can learn today. And this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, the previous narration which we did is in Nasai, and this hadith here, which the dua is also in Nasai, and it is also the beginning, if you hear it, it's similar. La yatamannayanna ahadukum al-maut li durrin nazala bihi fi dunya. None of you should wish for death because of some difficulty that befalls him. Rather, he should say, walakin liyakul, he should rather say, Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li. Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li. Watawaffani idha kanatil wafatu khayran li. Allahumma ahyini ma kanatil hayatu khayran li. Watawaffani idha kanatil wafatu khayran li. O Allah, keep me alive so as long as life is good for me, and take me away, cause me to pass away when death is good for me. So this is also narration of Nasai. Haji Suleiman, I'm not sure if you put this dua together as part of the Merkaz collection.
Which dua is that, Mawlana?
اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي. Oh Allah, keep me alive so as long as life is good for me, and cause me to pass away when death is good for me.
No, but I can add it to the collection, inshallah. Si. If you just send it to me, then I'll just I'll sort it out, inshallah.
And then we also waiting for the like a PDF for all the du'as.
Yeah, no, you have to work it's on good, that, inshallah.
I mean, so much of effort went into putting it together.
Yeah, no, we've got a collection. We've got a collection of every month.
Hmm.
So it's there. It's just to compile it.
Inshallah. Allah grant tawfiq, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah.
I'm going to send it to you now.
No problem. Jazakallah khair. So, no, we'll sort it out, inshallah.
Inshallah.
We'll work on it.
Anything else?
No, Mawlana, that's about it, inshallah.
So, just we'll keep it brief. So, talqeen, what's talqeen? That's you, the dying person is there. You recite La ilaha illallah, but you don't instruct. So, that's a simple lesson, inshallah.
Right, and say Jazakallah khair and to Mawlana, inshallah, tomorrow we're going to be discussing what happens further. So it's a lengthy topic, Mawlana.
Chi. And
so it's a lengthy topic.
Chi.
Okay.
So it will be like, but it's a bit of for listeners.
Chi.
They used to like if, you know, your recipe segment.
Hmm.
And then this is a bit sad, depressing.
No, but it's
good to know.
It's reality at the end of the day.
Hmm.
You know. But inshallah, we will continue this tomorrow. Jazakallah khairan once again.
Inshallah.
And that was our beloved Mawlana Zahid Khan discussing when a person passes away and the steps forward and what one should recite and the etiquettes. So, but inshallah, we will continue that tomorrow. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Saturday. Every Monday to Thursday, between 12:00 and 12:45, 12:50, inshallah. Fi amanillah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.